Audio Renaissance presents Lean Mean 13 by Janet Ivanovich, read for you by Lorelei King. For the last 5 minutes, I've been parked outside my cousin Vinny's bail bonds office in my crapola car, debating whether to continue on with my day or return to my apartment and crawl back into bed. My name is Stephanie Plum, and sensible Stephanie wanted to go back to bed. Loco Stephanie was thinking she should get on with it. I was about to do something I knew I shouldn't do. The signs were all there in front of me. Sick stomach, feeling of impending disaster, knowledge that it was illegal, and yet I was going to forge ahead with the plan. Not that this was especially unusual. Truth is, I've been dealing with impending doom for as long as I can remember. Heck, when I was 6 years old, I sprinkled sugar on my head, convinced myself it was pixie dust, wished myself invisible, and walked into the boys' bathroom at school. I mean, you don't know the water's over your head until you jump in, right? The door to the bonds office opened, and Lula stuck her head out.
Are you going to sit in there all day or what?
Lula is a black woman with a Rubenesque body and a Vegas wardrobe that's 4 sizes too small. She was a former hoe, currently working as a file clerk for the office and a wheelman for me, when the mood struck. Today she was wearing big, fake fur Sasquatch boots, and her ass was packed into poison green spandex pants. Her pink sweatshirt had Love Goddess spelled out in sequins across her boobs. My wardrobe runs a lot more casual than Lula's. I was wearing jeans and a long-sleeve knit shirt from The Gap. My feet were stuffed into knockoff Ugg boots, and I was bundled into a big quilted jacket. I have naturally curly brown hair that looks okay when I wear it shoulder length. When it's short, the best you can say is that it has energy. I'd swiped on some extra mascara.